Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Joe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finger Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's discussion is the power of the covenant. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
I welcome all of us once again for this special broadcast. Just like the presenters just mentioned, today's broadcast title is on or about the power of the covenant. The power of the covenant. The objective of this broadcast is to encourage the listener to be able to apprehend what is covenant and the promises. And the reliability of the so-called covenant that gives us the assurance without wasting any more time, because we just have a minimum time on this year. I will start with this, what I just wrote about experience. Somebody said, experience informs intuition, but does more than that. Experience sets the frame within which we analyze and interpret what we perceive. I will repeat, because tonight or today's broadcast is rest upon this logic. Experience informs intuition, but does more than that. Experience sets the frame within we analyze and interpret what we perceive. I would like to define what is covenant. By dictionary, covenant could be a binding agreement. When I say a binding, this is a covenant between two or more, or a contract that binding them together, in which can incur a suit to recover damages for violation of such a bond. Then I want to slightly differentiate, because like I said, the purpose is to make us to apprehend the power of the covenant and the promises too. What is promises? Promises or promise or a promise is a declaration or undertaking assurance that one will or will not do. Promise can be or can set a basis for expectation. Promise could be a vow. If you do this, I will do this. But when we get to covenant, it is a binding that holds two together. Then, as I'm going gradually in this discussion, I will use the scripture to establish this. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, I will read for verse 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm reading from King James Version. It reads, "Now the Lord hath said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. I will stop. In this chapter that I just read, God promises Abraham, he make a declaration. God set a basis for Abraham to expect what he is going to do for him. But I would like our topic of today's broadcast is the power of the covenant. And I will assume that because of limited time, we just get the difference between covenant and the promises. Chapter 12, God promises Abraham, just like in the world system, we tend to promise. I promise to give this school $2 tomorrow. My kid, if you do right, if you do good in your examination or something like that, I promise that I will do this or that for you. But when we come to covenant, we gradually shift a little bit. I will establish this thing in the scripture too. Covenant can be the embodiment of the promises between two. That is a declaration or to afford a basis for expectation with binding. It is beyond conditional or conditional. It is not invoking a suit for a breach of those things. It is possible to promise somebody to expect him that I will do this thing tomorrow. And if I make a breach of my promises, the other person could be angry with me. But sometimes when you even hear this other side of my story, then he could probably be sympathized with me. But the irony of covenant does not entertain that. When a covenant is entered into, it is unbreakable. And in my study and my thinking, I believe this is part of God's design, human being, to create human being in his own image. You know, as powerful as animal lion is, when he had a baby, as the baby grown up, he expect them sometimes to be scattered, to be independent. But at a point in time, if they are not, the mother baby can be a predator to his baby and kill his own baby when it is time for him or for her to mate. I don't want to deviate. The covenant. Why covenant? Before covenant can be entered into, three things must be observable. Three things in covenant, and these are, there must be a desire or a passion. There must be commitment. And there must be an intimacy. To identify God, He created us in a way that we can be able to dictate certain things about Him. God is spirit. And there is no way you can represent the figure of a spirit because no one has ever seen spirit. Likewise, the force of magnet cannot be sketched on a paper. But either magnet or force of gravity, I just used two things, they are more than that. As they cannot be sketched physically, but we can feel their characteristics because they possess certain characters that make them different from each other. The property of magnet is different from property of gravity. We cannot see them physically, but by their characteristics, by what they possess, it is easier, even if you are not a scientist, to be able to distinguish magnet from gravity. God, in His infinite mercy towards man, created man with certain character within him, too. The major character, which I will just take these three things out, is it is traditionally feel and believe that God possesses certain moral ethical standard and intellectual abilities. The power of the covenant. Just like I started this broadcast. Experience informs intuition. Promise spoke about into the future because it's set basis for expectation. And when you expect certain things, it is not about present thing. When the covenant is entered into, it could be a continuous, but it's just a continuous future too. And the experience in human being always tells me and tells you that if I make a promise, sometimes I can be make a breach of that promises. That is the experience of man. Even the moral depravity of human nature too. And the ethical understanding of human nature too. The intellectual ability bankruptcy of humanity. It is not, I don't have time to differentiate this thing because I just want to limit myself to our discussion, the power of the covenant. I said, why covenant? There always be a desire. What always prompts someone to enter into covenant has to be a certain desire. Probably desire to be great. Probably desire that you want this person to be committed to what he has said and vice versa. At other times, an intimacy that is a determination to go deeper into that bond which is unbreakable. The power of the covenant. Now, after God has promised Abraham, he promised Abraham chapter 12, just like I read. But because of the experience of Abraham, the culture of that time, even to this time too, something happened as we progress. In the book of Genesis chapter 15, something happened again. I will be jumping some verses, but I will let us know because of our time. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 said, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward. You know, for Abraham to hear that is a declaration and to set a basis for the expectation that God is trying to solidify. But because of his human nature, he wants something observable. Just like I said, before a covenant could be established, there must be three elemental things observable: passion, commitment, and intimacy. Just like relationship too. But covenant is a little bit above. God reinforced his promises. All known God know about experiences, because God doesn't have present or future. He doesn't have past or future. He inhabits present. Everything is in present with him. When that word came to Abraham, and for Abraham, in verse 2, Abraham is operating under the influence of experience. And that which the experience has in to interpret what he was perceiving at that time. Verse 2 said, but Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me? You see, you promise an organization, either by condition or no condition, I will give you 1,000 tomorrow, I will donate it. But they still want something to commit. That's your promises. Because promises is based on my ability. But covenant now is speaking of truth, another thing greater than that. Because I said that the expectant, the recipient, wants to commit me. And the recipient is ready to submit themselves to that agreement. It's a bond. He challenged God. I know you promised me. I'm still talking about what is covenant. Then I will quickly go into verse 8 of the same Genesis I will jump. And I know the purpose of this broadcast is to just establish us to be able to apprehend the truth. See, after God make a discussion with him and they discuss, Abraham present his case, why he's thinking that, okay, I believe you said this, but see what I'm going through this thing. And he first said, and he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? Now they want to enter into covenant. Covenant between man and God. Similar to the covenant within man to man. Power of the covenant. Covenant different from promises. And now they were about to enter into this now. Because God knows everything and understands. And even Abraham was operating under the influence. What his experience is informing his intuition. That doesn't annoy God, but God is a gracious God. He wants him to know that, look, when I said it, I mean it. But what God wants Abraham to know, as a human being, know that covenant, because you demanded this thing, is greater than what you think or what your experience is telling you, the effect of the covenant. God asked him to bring him, when Abraham said, how shall I know? You hear the promises. You believe the promises. But when you go to covenant, you want to know. Desire. That is passion. Commitment. And intimacy. Abraham already heard what God said. But he wanted to put God into commitment. And by himself make a bond with God. Sometimes we don't understand what we are saying. And God wants to establish this thing in human nature because he wants us to know that he created man in his own image. That we possess certain characteristics of him. Like I said, moral standard, ethical standard, and intellectual ability. Pastor said, and he brought all this to him and cut them in two. And placed each piece opposite the other. I will jump. Then he said to Abraham, verse 17 and 18. And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. Covenant has to do with ritual. It's a form of a bonding that the promises that I'm telling you, if I breach what has happened that you see to this thing, that is observable thing, the curse be upon him on her. The bond of the covenant. Because of our time. When covenant entered into, is unbreakable. I will give some example. A covenant could be a bond in the religious belief that an agreement to preserve the belief of a certain religion. And before I said a covenant can be entered into, three things must be satisfied. The passion. I'm not talking about just somebody that doesn't care. Maybe it's a drunkard or it's just a goer. There is a desire that is stronger than the emotion and the commitment, because it is being bound together. You cannot get out of it. That is the effect of the covenant. There is another example in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18. I'll just read first one because the time is gone. 1 Samuel chapter 18. I will read verse 3. They said, then Jonathan and David made a covenant. When you go to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Despite that, Jonathan was dead. But because of the covenant, that is the effect of the covenant. When the covenant is entered into, it's unbreakable because there is a bond, it is sealed, it is better than the promises. David must satisfy the agreement, the breach of the covenant. When the covenant breach, the invocation of the commitment, the opposite, the causes, that is because it is like I'm establishing my relationship with you. I'm committing myself to you, committing myself to me. But if this is breach, what you enjoy or what I'm enjoying, let the opposite happen. What is the resolution now? We find out in the book of Genesis chapter 15. Therefore, Abraham requested for a covenant and God agreed to show him, but Abraham could not even satisfy the covenant because covenant between two is greater than written document. After it is written, it must be observable. And that thing will be a guiding principle, just like a force of gravity can be differentiated between magnetic field and the other forces that cannot be seen. But we can be able to know them by their characteristics. But what if force of gravity, that you move from this, some certain atmosphere to another atmosphere, you will be able to differentiate the ability of force of gravity as you go up. The only resolution that God is making for us, that we have entered into a new covenant, and this covenant is unbreakable because God himself has fulfilled the covenant and redeemed human being in the name of his only son, the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, if we put our trust in him, we are free from every other covenant, knowingly and unknowingly, that is threatening our advancement to our destiny. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Due to pre-scheduled events, we will not be having a broadcast on October 28th. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on November 11th, on which the topic will be The Cry of the Righteous, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.